The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." That's from Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Welcome to this Thursday, December 30th edition of Mark and Friends, keeping the Christmas spirit alive through the end of the year. This is Tim Nelson. Thank you for joining us today.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby
You're listening to Mark and Friends from Great News Media on this Thursday morning with Tim Nelson and Debbie Griffith from Everyday Matters Ministries. Hey, a busy time of the year, an exciting time of the year. We know many of us will get to spend some good, hopefully quality time with family that we may not see very often, at least in some situations, right? It gets so busy and can be so stressful sometimes.
Absolutely. And it seems like life has been that in general in the last year and a half with with all the circumstances going on. So one verse and truth promise that God gives that I really have thought about a lot and latched onto is John 14:27, and it says this: "Peace I leave with you, peace I give you. I don't give to you as the world gives. Don't be troubled, don't be afraid." And I love how we can read and see that promise that he gives peace. We don't have to pray to get it. And it's not wrong. Like, I used to be praying sometimes and say, oh, Lord, just give me your peace. And I had been reading in the book of John, and in my spirit, I just sensed God saying to me, but I have given you peace. Now, your responsibility is not to be troubled or afraid. And I think what happens is we look at the circumstances of our lives and that busyness and the stress of different relationships, as you mentioned, family, seeing people that you haven't seen in a while. And probably some of us go, yeah, good thing, because, you know, I'd go crazy if I had to see him more than, you know, at the holidays. But I think that if we can just say to God, God, I'm struggling, this is hard, and I receive your peace, and just, you know, acknowledge that it's hard and the busyness, and then just reach out to God and receive what he offers, which is peace.
Seems like, you know, our culture all around us is just stoking the fire and maybe confronting someone that doesn't think the same way on certain issues in society or whatever it is, and there can just be some real tension there, don't you think, now more than ever?
Oh, yeah. And one thing that has helped me and an encouragement I've given others is how just go there with the intention of receiving that peace that God gives, not as the world gives, because the world gives peace when everything's in order, you have enough finances, your health is well, all the relationships in your life are well. And don't rehearse the speech ahead of time that you're going to have with this person that often maybe you have conflict with. I mean, I know when I'm driving, sometimes I'll prepare this speech like they're going to say this and they're already thinking this about me and now I'm going to respond this way. And if I just instead prayed and praised God and thanked him for what I do have rather than worrying about what I don't have or possibly what could happen, the what ifs, I am just so much better just praising God, putting music on, and singing and getting there and then realizing I don't have to start a divisive conversation or engage or give everything about my opinion because it's just not worth it. I want to have peace, and I think everyone else, you know, gathering together wants that same sort of peace.
Go.
It's Tim Nelson with Debbie Griffith on this Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Jesus is the reason for the season. We hear that a lot, and that's good because it's the truth.
Absolutely the truth. But we don't always focus on what does that really mean? Okay, he's the reason for the season. Well, we celebrate that he was born and praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you are still living. You have this opportunity for us to receive why you came, which is for the forgiveness of our sins. There is nothing we can do that would merit us eternal life except that Jesus Christ was born and his purpose was to die for sin, for debt that we could never pay. It is hard to grasp that gift of grace. We give gifts at Christmas as a symbol, too, of giving and that fun that opening a gift is. But Jesus has given us a gift, but we also, too, have to open it or receive what he offers, which is forgiveness. And there are so many different places in people's lives, whether they grew up in a church or not, where you may feel that your good works merit you into heaven, and the bad people that are obviously sinners, they don't merit. But God is loving each of us equally. He created us all. He loves every single one of us, and he offers that gift to every single one of us. So it's not based on what you do or you don't do. It's simply based on his gift of forgiveness and grace that he came. We celebrated at Christmas on the 25th. You know, we could get in an argument or people have like, well, it's actually not the 25th. Well, that's not the point. The point is there was God who came to earth fully God and fully man for the purpose of great love for us to forgive our sins.
A sign shall be given, a virgin will conceive, a human baby bearing undiminished deity. The glory of the nations, a light for all to see, and hope for all who will embrace his warm reality. Emmanuel, our God is with us, and if God is with us, who could stand against?
Emmanuel.
You're listening to Mark and Friends. I'm Tim Nelson with Debbie Griffith, and we celebrate the birth of Christ during this time of the year. And along with that, we celebrate the time that we know is coming eventually when we're face-to-face in His presence.
That is such a beautiful expression of hope and faith, Tim, because sometimes, too, with Christmas, we look at what only God can do for us. I mean, like, we're praying, God, give me this or help me with this, and we almost care more about what He can give us in presence rather than seeking His presence, His time with us and being with Him and that peace that passes understanding. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says not to be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition, present what your trouble is to God, and the peace that passes understanding will guard your heart and mind. But I left out specifically one part of that verse, and it says, with thanksgiving, present your request, and the peace that passes understanding will guard your heart and mind. And I think we leave that out all the time when we pray to God. We lament, we ask Him, and of course He wants to help us and comfort us. But where's the part where we are thanking Him for who He is, for being in His presence, why He came, that we have the hope of eternity by putting our faith in Him? That's amazing. So while this earth is a hard place at times, it's not our home, we have the hope of looking forward to something else. And it's not where we become angels. It's where we're fully complete in the way that God intended before the fall came, before sin. So we still have purpose. We that have physical problems will be completely whole again, resurrected just as Jesus was. That is just so incredibly hopeful to me. And in the meantime, while we're on this earth, it's not just that we receive forgiveness, but we extend it to others. And that can be really hard when they've hurt us. They may never apologize. But I think a lot of people have heard this phrase that says, unforgiveness, hatred towards another, is like yourself drinking poison, but you wait for the other to pass. Mm. When that poison is certainly just eating you. And the only way you can have real forgiveness without rehearsing that hurt or that offense in your head is to ask God for His strength, the power of His Holy Spirit, to forgive and let go of the offense, take them off your hook and put them on God's hook.
And this is such a good time for us to be reminded of forgiveness, because as we mentioned in a previous break, you know, we're going to be probably relational with more people than ever. Many of us will, not everybody, depending on life circumstance. And with relationships, they can be great, but with relationships, they can also get tangled.
Oh, absolutely, because we're all sinners. That's the thing. None of us are, you know, some of us might think, yeah, I'm a little more higher on the ladder here of my faith or spirituality. But honestly, the more I grow and the older I get, I recognize how desperately I need God's grace. So how can I afford to withhold it from someone else?
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven.
That's Jeremy Camp wrapping up today's program of Mark and Friends with Tim Nelson. Thank you to Debbie Griffith, a special guest throughout the program today. Hey, I hope you'll be back here tomorrow with Mark, as he'll be in studio with a special New Year's Eve presentation from Great News Media and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association at 7:32 a.m. and p.m. tomorrow, right here on this Great News Media station. Happy New Year to you.